Christian who has made a difference this week is Michael Cassidy. Michael Cassidy has been involved in reconciliation, preaching and social work in Africa for more than 40 years, and particularly in South Africa during the apartheid era. His behind-the-scenes peacemaking endeavours eventually led to the successful elections in South Africa in 1994, those crucial elections. His endeavours were crucial in avoiding a bloodbath throughout South Africa. Michael Cassidy was born in 1936 to British parents, but he grew up in Lesotho, a tiny mountain kingdom surrounded by South Africa. He was educated at Cambridge University in England and then at Fuller Theological Seminary in California. While in America, he was inspired by the stance of Martin Luther King seeking justice for African Americans. His heroes were Billy Graham and John Stott, English theologian and writer. In 1961, he started a ministry in Africa. He wanted to spread the good news of Christianity and to do social welfare work. Initially, he began work in South Africa, then 10 years later in Uganda with a second team. Other teams soon followed. He started an organisation known as African Endeavour. African Endeavour's holistic approach to missions involves four key ministry areas: evangelism, aid and development, peace building and leadership development. Today, African Endeavour is a partnership of approximately 600 staff, countless volunteers and friends representing 10 national teams. There is a Pan-African mission team, a reconciliation department, a training department and support teams in seven countries across the globe. In 1979, at the height of apartheid, scores of people were being killed in civil strife every day. Cassidy organised a conference of 6,000 black and white church leaders in Pretoria, South Africa. This conference was important in influencing the Dutch Reformed Church to stop supporting apartheid. In 1986, the Dutch Reformed Church officially changed its position and proclaimed apartheid a sin. As another reconciliation initiative, he invited almost 100 South African politicians to Kolobi Lodge, several hours north of Pretoria, for a total of 6 weekends of dialogue, fun and relationship building. Despite these endeavours, South Africa entered 1994 with a major rift between the ANC, led by Nelson Mandela, and the Zulu-backed IFP, headed by Zulu chief Buthelezi. ANC and IFP supporters were killing each other by the score every day. The country was headed for catastrophe, and no one seemed to have any idea how to break the impasse. The parties agreed to have international mediators Henry Kissinger of USA and Lord Carrington of Britain assist them. Michael Cassidy, however, realised that the negotiating team needed an impartial African mediator, as well as international mediators, so he sought the involvement of devout Christian Washington Okumu, a Kenyan professor and a gentle giant. Washington Okumu joined the negotiations. However, on 14th of April, 13 days before the crucial vote of the people, on the 27th of April, negotiations broke down. Kissinger and Carrington went home. Kissinger predicted that at least 1 million people would die in a civil war in the coming months. Christians right across South Africa were praying to God for a solution, and Michael Cassidy rented a stadium and planned a mass rally for peace on 17th of April in Durban. Washington Okumu, working behind the scenes and despite the official negotiation breakdown, thrashed out a plan with IFP negotiators all through the night of 14th of April. The next morning, he raced to Johannesburg Airport to try and catch the departing chief, Buthelezi, and sell the plan to him. But Okumu was too late. Buthelezi's plane took off. However, fortunately, it was forced to return to Johannesburg due to minor equipment failure, and Okumu got to meet with Buthelezi. At the Prayer and Peace Rally on the 17th of April, 25,000 Christians came to pray for peace. Unbeknown to the throng, while the throng was singing and praying, Buthelezi was in the stadium's VIP lounge with Okumu's plan, discussing it with ANC leaders and the government representative. The plan was accepted. The election was held on the 27th and not one person was killed by violence. This is a wonderful story of the power of prayer and persistence by people seeking peace, particularly Michael Cassidy. We salute Michael Cassidy, a Christian who made a difference. Christians made-